Welcome to the Wi-Fi Nomads podcast. I'm your host, Kate Smith, sharing with you how to successfully start working remotely while traveling the world. If you're ready to break free of the 9-to-5 grind and achieve more freedom and fulfillment in life, be sure to apply to one of our upcoming Wi-Fi Nomads programs in Bali, Indonesia. It's an immersive professional development training program showing you step-by-step how to start earning an income remotely so you can work from anywhere in the world. Spots are limited, so be sure to apply soon. You don't want to miss out. Now let's get into today's episode. Kate Smith here, host of the Wi-Fi Nomads podcast. Our next guest went from working at an accounting and consulting firm to creating a seven-figure e-commerce business. He's been dropshipping for 3 years, is founder of Dropship Masterminds, and has even been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine. I'm so excited to introduce you to Alex Tenorio. I said your last name right?
You did.
Perfect. Awesome. Welcome, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy to be here.
Awesome. I'm so excited to have you here today and dive into drop shipping and how this works. You see a lot of it online, but it's almost like this little bit of a mystery of how you actually get started. You see all these success stories. You've obviously had a lot of success with it. And I'm excited to break it down for the audience today and just like how this works. So maybe you can explain to us, first of all, what drop shipping is and how you got into it.
So drop shipping actually is a certain type of business model that's actually been around for years and years, decades. And basically, it's this: you're building a website through a platform. There's platforms like Shopify, basically an e-commerce platform. And what you do is basically sell a certain type of product and advertise those products online. A customer goes and buys it. Once the customer buys it, you have an order, ship that order out directly to the customer. And the nice thing about dropshipping is it's very lean, so I don't have to hold any inventory. Say, for instance, if I'm selling something like tables or a TV, just for an example, I don't have to actually buy 1,000 TVs and hope that I sell them all. I can work with different brands of TVs and create a relationship where they hold all the products. And whenever I have an order for their product, I just send them an email. They charge my credit card and basically ship the product out directly. So it's a lean business model. And it's one of the things that really drew me to it was the fact that it doesn't cost a lot to get started. So I went all in on that, and thankfully it's been working out. You know, it's a very lean business where you can kind of work from, you know, wherever and whenever.
Amazing. That's very aligned with everybody listening today.
Yeah.
So you talked about how you have different brands. So to break it down for everyone listening, these aren't your own products. They're someone else's products and you're selling it on their behalf.
Correct. So you could think of it as you're a little bit of a middleman. You're almost like an extension of their sales, right? So if there are five different brands of a table, typically what you'll do is you'll call each one of those brands and say, hey, you know, I'm the owner of awesometables.com and I would love to start a relationship with you guys and sell your tables on a drop shipping basis. And basically what happens is they'll work with you to where they'll give you access to sell their products. You list them on your website, you advertise them to customers. And the nice thing about it is, like I said before, you don't have to hold any inventory. So you basically work on a margin. So they'll give you at a wholesale cost, and the difference between that cost and the MSRP, which could be like $100 versus what they charge you is $70, you make that profit. So.
Okay. And then can you explain, with Amazon affiliates, you get a cut. How is that different from drop shipping?
Yeah. So there's so many ways to go about this, right? There's numerous drop shipping methods. And like, to keep it simple, Amazon Associates, basically, I'm not an expert on Amazon Associates, but my understanding of it is basically you are getting a commission off of selling somebody else's product on Amazon. And the difference between that and drop shipping is there's typically less, you're paying for less advertising. And a lot of affiliate stuff is typically done organically, which means not paid. So organic traffic versus paid traffic. Amazon Associates is on obviously Amazon's platform. And it's not something where you're holding products or inventory. You're basically just referring customers like on a blog to a product on Amazon, and you get a commission off of that person buying that product on Amazon. And so that's a little bit different than something like dropshipping.
Okay, so dropshipping, the whatever brand it is, it's their own brand, they hold all the inventory, whereas Amazon, you may have a, where you're holding inventory or whatnot, it could be your own product, it could be like white labeled type of thing?
Yeah, so so there's, you know, a, you can have an affiliate type business on Amazon. Basically, if I run a blog and I'm putting out all these articles, and Google is kind of ranking them organically, and I'm not paying for advertising to get those blog posts up on the top page of Google. Customers or, you know, people on the web will find that blog, go to the blog, and if, you know, if they're searching something about, you know, posters or something like that, and I have a blog post on Google about the best posters, you know, in 2019. And, you know, you'll have a list of those products that you recommend, and that will take you to, you know, an Amazon product page where you can basically buy that poster. And typically the owner of that product, of that brand, you know, you could even own the product, but if you're strictly an affiliate, basically whatever the amount that product costs, you'll get a commission back from that sale price and keep it as a profit to you. That's different than something like Amazon FBA, where FBA stands for Fulfilled by Amazon. And basically that's kind of synonymous with private labeling. If you've heard of private labeling, basically what you're doing is searching for a product that you want to sell on Amazon. You go and find one like on Alibaba, get a bunch of them super cheap from China, bring it over, and it ships directly to an Amazon warehouse. And then you set up a product page and then sell it on Amazon, and then Amazon will ship that product directly to the customer without you having to hold any inventory. The big difference there is you're paying for the inventory up front on Amazon FBA than compared to dropshipping. Whereas I'm not paying for any inventory until the sale actually comes in. So it's little bit, there's some differences, but
okay,
those are kind of the basics.
I like that because then you can kind of put it out there, see if it works, and you're not having that huge upfront investment. So then with the products, when you're doing drop shipping, how do you pick the products? Like, how do you even go, where do you start? There's a lot of things you could sell online. Like, what sells best, and how does someone go about picking a product?
Yeah, it comes down to a little bit of a science. And for me, I liked to, so I would say the two big types of dropshipping is high ticket dropshipping and low ticket dropshipping. Low ticket dropshipping is typically selling a product that's like $100 or less. For me, with high ticket dropshipping, that's what I've been focusing on. That's how I started dropshipping, was I would go after the higher level kind of luxury goods that are priced at least, you know, $500-$700. Okay, so kind of how you pick those products are based on a few things, right? So you want to pick a niche, and a niche is basically like a certain type of product, right? Like I was mentioning tables. You want to make sure that there's enough suppliers of tables in the USA. You want to make sure that the average sale price of those tables are at least like $500+. You want to make sure that they're in demand, right? I don't want to try and sell something that nobody's buying. You know, those are, you know, kind of the basics that you'd want to focus on. You know, you want to make sure that people are searching for them online. So those are some of the kind of criteria, and there's a whole system that that I've been using that when I first started, I was getting insight from other people, and That since then, that's what we've been doing at Dropship Masterminds. But there's basically a research method to how to source and find the ideal product that you think would really do well. And the nice thing about it is, like you were mentioning, like testing it, you don't have to buy a bunch of inventory up front and then try to advertise and sell it. And then you realize, oh shoot, it's not selling. Then what am I going to do with all this inventory? The nice thing about it is the supplier is already going to hold the inventory for you. So you can test them out a little bit. And it's just a cheaper way to get started rather than like Amazon FBA where you're buying a bunch of inventory up front. So yeah.
Awesome. And then are suppliers pretty responsive? You just reach out and are like, hey, can I sell your product on my site? Like, do they have any concerns that, oh, is your site legit, or are they pretty open to it? Like, what's that process like?
It's kind of a balance, right? It's, you're naturally going to get some pushback, I think, from some suppliers just because they might not know who you were previously. You haven't built up quite a bit of a brand yet. And you know, so it's one of those things where you've got to balance it with, being personable. You know, you want to reach out and have a nice, well thought out script of what to say and kind of, what your expectations are to help them. And also you also kind of have to have a put together website, which thankfully is getting easier and easier and easier to do now that platforms like Shopify and BigCommerce and Wix and WordPress, you can do all these amazing things now to where you can just create a website pretty quickly. You know, the nice thing about it is people are buying like crazy online, and it's just continuing upwards. It's been exploding. I mean, just look at Amazon. So I think I was just reading something about Shopify. Microsoft is actually possibly looking into purchasing them, which is a big deal. But people are buying online, and I think more suppliers are recognizing that. And the more that they can get help from other sellers to increase their sales volume, I think the more willing they are to work with people that are, you know, passionate about building online stores.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. It's literally back in the day, you would have your storefront and you would have your suppliers and customers, and you're just taking that storefront online, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. It's like 21st century real estate. Right? Yeah. So instead of having a bunch of rental properties and collecting the rent, why not just have a bunch of websites and have a bunch of customers? So yeah. Right? It's becoming, everything's going digital. So.
Yeah. Amazing. And so for those starting out, you did mention, okay, you don't have to have the upfront cost of inventory, but what sort of cost could someone expect when they're getting into this? And are there any, so I guess in terms of cost, and then are there any specific skills they need? Like you talk about having a website and stuff. And when people hear that, they kind of freak out thinking, ah, I'm not a developer. How am I going to build a website? I don't want to pay like $10,000 for a site. So how much do you think, you know, you don't have to give me like a straight answer, but roughly how much someone would need to invest to get started? We'll go to that one first.
Okay. Well, it's kind of like both sides of the coin, right? You need, in business, you need money to make money. Mm-hmm. But on the other side of that, it's things are just becoming cheaper and cheaper. The cost to entry is just lower and lower for online businesses nowadays. So really the main costs, if you really wanted to bootstrap this situation for dropshipping, I would say the main cost would be your advertising to kind of like see if these products are actually selling. And other than that, you know, if you choose to create like an LLC or something like that, you might need to go through whatever company to do that for you, or you can really bootstrap it and just do it all yourself and save money that way. It's just relative to what's somebody's goals, what's somebody's appetite for how much, you know, sweat equity they want to put into it, versus, you know, some people that are working full time and they're able to dedicate $500 a month from their salary to get this thing going. It's really up to them. But the nice thing about something like high ticket dropshipping is you really could, in theory, get up and running for less than $1,000. And it's a very attractive, there's a reason why there's just so many people starting to dropship and focus on online business. I know numerous people that are working full time and doing it on the side. I just talked to two of them the other day, and it's becoming more of an attractive business to start. So you could get started very cheap, or you could just go all out and buy a site that's already running. You could buy a business that's already making money. If you want to just jump right into it, it's just really up to what everybody's preferences and, availabilities are. So, yeah.
Okay. And then kind of going back, when you were saying ads, specifically do you mean by ads? Facebook ads? What kind of ads are you talking about?
Yeah. So with high ticket dropshipping, with what I do, I mainly focus on Google advertising. And that kind of cost, the nice thing about the Google ads is Shopify, that most high ticket dropshippers start their websites on, they give you a $200 ad credit. And you can apply that to your ads when you're first starting. Thankfully, my first sale actually came within that $200 ad credit. So I basically made a sale. I made money without even really spending on ads. And then you kind of just reinvest that and back into the profits, back into the business, and you keep going from there. But low ticket dropshipping focuses more so on Facebook ads, because you are selling usually like cheaper, kind of more impulse buys rather than something that might sell for $2,000. You know, I typically wouldn't buy something for $2,000 off of a Facebook ad. Those are a little bit more targeted towards Google ads and things like Bing or, things like that. So yeah, I focus on Google ads.
Okay. Awesome. And then going back again to the tech skills, so like how techy does someone have to be to get started with this?
Really? unless you're like 95 years old, no offense to all 95 year olds out there, but like if you're not 95 years old, there's a good chance you know how to use your Facebook account. You know how to write an email. You know how to like utilize Google. So I didn't know anything about building websites or anything like that before when I started. I just utilized resources that other people created from creating their own successful online businesses. And I just leveraged that. And not, like I said earlier, the nice thing about it is you don't have to stress out about not knowing how to build a website, because it's basically like drag and drop stuff where you can go on Shopify and make a website very easily. They actually create themes for you already, and then from there you can customize like the colors, where you want different boxes and buttons and things like that. It's very user friendly. So I think the days of having to, your thoughts of seeing some guy behind the chair like just coding like crazy in Silicon Valley, like that doesn't happen anymore as much. It's not quite that. So it's a lot more user friendly than it used to be.
Amazing. And yeah. You mentioned how with your credit, you got a sale. So how long does it take to get results with all of this?
It's kind of one of those things, like it's at your pace, right? When I quit my job in Los Angeles, I just went all in. So I actually got everything up and running in about a month, a little over a month, like a full on business. I had the website done, the suppliers acquired, I had the products uploaded, I had the ads built out, I had the company created, and that was about a month. And that I was pretty aggressive with it though. I was going all in for it. So it can be very quick, right? So that process is just really up to you. And it also depends where you start. Like I said, you could buy a smaller site and that may have already done the work to get all those things up and you're just taking it over. But the only reason why it allowed me to go that quickly was, why bang my head against the wall when I can just leverage somebody else's knowledge that packaged it up and just make that simplified, concise, and just go after it. And I think that's, one of the things that has been the biggest help for, I think, like you and me and so many other entrepreneurs, is that we leverage, we leverage our strengths and we leverage our resources that other people have created to kind of help start that process. So, but by no means do you have to be alone in all of this,
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And I think we'll dive into your course and your program as well and how that works. And I think that's a really good point for a lot of people getting started with, whether it's drop shipping, working online, is you don't have to reinvent the wheel. That takes a lot of like trial and error and just like going to the people that have been there, or accessing the resources to learn how to do it more efficiently for yourself. Mm-hmm. And so with this, this may be a hard question to ask because I'm sure it depends on the product and how involved you are. But like, how much can someone expect to make from this? Is this more of like a side hustle thing, or is this like a full time, like make a living off of it scenario?
There is very tremendous upside to it. It really just depends, right? Like if you want something to create $500 a month, that's available. That's totally completely doable. If you want a few $1,000 a month, that is possible. I have a personal friend that I've been in touch with for the past 2 years since I've started dropshipping. And he's making $24,000 in profit per month off of a few stores that he's basically mashed together. And people, you can really profit off this quite a bit. The biggest thing in your way is really just yourself. If you follow the procedures, if you follow the insights, if you're dedicated to making it work, putting in the time, the effort, it's gonna really take some time to make it. If you want to build it to something incredibly profitable, obviously it's gonna take some time. It is a legitimate business after all. I think one of the misconceptions is, these online businesses can be a fly-by-night thing, get rich in one week and take my course and you'll be a millionaire kind of thing, right? You got to put in the time, you got to put in the effort, and you're competing. This is, business is war. So you've got to put in the work. But thankfully for me, I just went all out for it. And since then, I haven't had to rely on another income source. Once I quit my job, and I had saved up some money to kind of get me through a few months, and thankfully, after I would say the first 6 to 8 months, my store became a solid profit generating stream of income. So, yeah,
amazing. And you were talking about how some people, you see a lot of these things like, become a millionaire, make all this money, right? And how it is a business, and it does take time and energy and effort. And even at Wi-Fi Nomads, we explain that to people too, is like, this isn't like, in 5 days, it's all happened. Like, you have to put in the work. It is a business. It is like a job. What else do people, is there anything else that people, like misconceptions that people get wrong about dropshipping?
Yeah, I would say, at the end of the day, like, it is very simple when you think of it through the lens of you're simply providing somebody with a solution, right? You're one of the things that struck me, I was watching Jeff Bezos's interview, and he just kept saying over and over and over, we're obsessed with customer service. And I think a lot of people overlook that. Especially in dropshipping, they kind of want to do the bare minimum to just get enough by to where they can just wipe their hands clean and be making thousands of dollars per month. When in reality, you've got to always be looking at ways to improve the customer user experience. And if you can help other humans in a positive way, provide them with solutions better than your competitor, it's you're going to win, right? So it's an active, ongoing process. It's never, you know, you do it for X amount of time and it's done. You set it and forget it. Like you're actively working on this, you know, until you sell it or until you just quit altogether or whatever it may be. But you can always find ways to improve the customer experience. And I just relate that to Amazon because they're still doing it to this day. So, and you obviously look at them. So, yeah.
I love that you said that because I do think that customer service is almost like this lost art and that a lot of people don't always honor that. So I think that alone can make you stand out among competitors if you actually care about your customers.
Even just a simple phone call. I continuously I will continuously get more sales per month simply because I choose to call back a customer on a Sunday night. You know, the personal touch goes a long way, right? If you have a customer calling on the weekend, you can choose to either say it's the weekend, I'm not working, like most of these bigger companies are doing, or you could simply give them a call back and help find them a solution. And it's just a simple tweak that you can add to your business that will go the extra mile and basically make your business more profitable. So little things like that, personal touch goes a long way. I think a lot of people get that misconstrued with online business. They're behind a screen, but in reality, that's all businesses is finding a solution for a customer.
I love that. And I like that you made it clear that it is like an active effort. It's not just like this set it and forget it. Although it's like I guess you could say less intensive business model because you don't have the product, you don't have to ship it out in that sense, but it's still like you have to actively be involved in that business.
Yes, it is. That was kind of one thing that really appealed to me was it is a business model that you can automate. You know, you're never going to automate anything 100%, but you can pretty much automate a lot of the business processes. But you should always be looking for ways to add that personal touch. It goes a long way for entrepreneurs. You know?
Amazing. And is there anything else? I mean, I obviously don't dropship, so I'm not super into all this, but is there anything we've missed? Like, I know we've kind of covered the basics, but is there anything else that people should be aware of that we just haven't touched on yet?
Yeah, I would say you're building a business to where not only can you get a revenue stream, you know, the average millionaire has 7 revenue streams. So if you can set something up to where you're not working, you know, you're not working a 9-to-5 job, that's something that dropshipping can provide. You can systemize that store to a way where you're not working like crazy on that specific revenue stream. Having more revenue streams is a positive thing. And not only that, but you're going to have an asset that you're going to have 2-3 years down the road that you can actually sell for a lump sum of cash that somebody else is going to want to take over. So that's another big, you know, point for dropshipping is you're creating an asset that you're going to be able to also sell. And that's kind of where I go back to that rental property is you buy the property, you get the rental income each month, but at the end, when you want to sell it, you're going to get a lump sum of cash for it. So it's really something that you can do from anywhere. And it's at your pace. And for some people, they're doing that on a 9-to-5. And some people like me, when I started, I kind of just didn't look back, went all in and spent 16 hours a day doing it. But it's a great business model, and I definitely don't see it going anywhere.
And what was, two things I guess we didn't cover. What was your biggest struggle getting started, and what was your biggest surprise with all of this? Like, you were like, oh, well, that's a pleasant surprise. So like your biggest struggle, but also the biggest pleasant surprise throughout this whole journey.
That's tough. Biggest struggle, I think, was I would honestly say that you're wearing all the hats, right? You're kind of Whereas if you're working a 9-to-5, you've got your one task and you do it. You know, you're not having to handle customer service. You're not having to handle sales, accounting, you know, the web design. You're not having to handle supplier acquisition and customer service and, you know, bank information and budgeting and all that stuff. So it's kind of almost like both sides. It's almost the surprise and the biggest, you know, hardship is, you know, you're growing your own company and it's your baby. So your baby, you're going to have to be able to, really look at the reality of if you're going to do it, you know, you've got to go, you can't, you know, you've got to go all in for it. Right. So, it's one of those things where you're going to be wearing all the hats. There will be a time where you can start delegating and outsourcing, and that's part of the whole appeal of it. But at the end of the day, it's a monumentally awesome experience to have because you're getting to learn about every single business process, and the experience that you will get is really, really amazing. And even just you know, going through selling a business, right? Selling one of these stores is an experience in its own, because you're going to have all these different potential buyers asking you questions. And just from that, you're going to learn about your business. And it's really great. And being able to really kind of achieve that goal of working from wherever and whenever was really, really cool. I think that was also a big surprise. It was, you know, I could set my phone down in Bali and I look back up and I get a sale. I think the first time I actually made money in my sleep, it was pretty awesome. I woke up, I, you know, look at my phone, I had a sale, and that was that's pretty cool too. Yeah,
I remember that. Even for myself, just like starting my own businesses, that first like few cents, I think it was less than a dollar, the first amount I made with Amazon affiliate, I was like, whoa, this is a real thing. Like,
it's an exciting thing, right?
Yeah. And like you were talking about, you do wear all these hats, but you develop those skills, and those are like lifelong skills that will always serve you in building another business and all of these things. It's never a wasted skill or time.
It translates to it. Something that you do, or even if you fail, even if you monumentally fail at trying something out, right? Why wouldn't you give it a chance if that's an interest of yours, to find your truth, if you're good at it, if you're not? But even through that, right, you're going to learn something that's going to translate positively to the rest of your life in whatever aspect. Like you just said, it translates to whatever business you're going to get into next, or, you know, such as that.
Yeah, amazing. And I find also it's just really like a one step at a time. Like you talk about wearing all these hats, and that may seem overwhelming for people, but it really comes one step at a time. It's not like you get slammed with everything in the face. It's like, okay, here's the next thing I need to do. Like just taking it one step at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. And part of it too is, yeah, you got to separate the emotion from the business. You know, it's not synonymous with your emotional state. So that's also one thing that you've got to reconcile with, right? It's, it's tough, but it's just that in itself is a, you know, a personality shaping and a, you know, something that will mature you as you kind of get into entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs are emotional athletes.
Yes, Daniel. Shout out to Daniel DiPiazza for that one.
Shout out Daniel DiPiazza. And that stuck with me.
Yeah, I love that. It's just like, I think sometimes entrepreneurs can tie like whatever's going on in their business to like their self-worth or, you know, and it's just like this emotional roller coaster sometimes, like things go well and they're not. And it's like, how do you manage all of that as that's going on? But it's very well worth it, I would say. And I'm sure you could agree. So Alex, tell us about your course program, Dropship Mastermind. What is that all about?
So that is basically an all online course that basically takes you from A to Z. To get you started with dropshipping. Basically, every single thing that you basically need to do to get the store up and running, from creating your company to creating your business bank account stuff, you're looking for a product, building the website, talking to suppliers, knowing what to say, adding the products to the website, building out the ads, and then from there, adding stuff that will basically make you make more sales once you go live. And then from there, there's a whole process on how to automate it. And, once you start growing, here's how you start outsourcing things. And there's also some videos on basically your mental state, right? All the things that we were kind of talking about. How do you deal with these certain things? How do you deal with customers that aren't the nicest to you when they're complaining about shipment times, things like that. So basically it's an A to Z program that I made because I really just felt strongly about this being a very positive thing that people can utilize to create another income stream. And what my biggest thing was, I wanted to do it in a way that wasn't, an extreme cost there, because I just saw countless times numerous people on YouTube that were just promoting things that more or less were not aligned with, people's best interests. So I see it as a very, in the 21st century, I see it as just an incredible way to get the tools you need to start an online business in high ticket dropshipping. And the nice thing about it is there's step-by-step videos, there's templates, there's spreadsheets, there's scripts all online that follow you through that process on my screen. Step-by-step how to get everything started. And the nice thing is there's people, we have a Facebook group where people can ask questions and help each other out and, help each other. So, we started that, over a year ago now. And it's been really great. So, if you're somebody that is looking to, at least poke around and see if that's something that would fit you, because there's so many ways to make money online. I'm sure there'll be some sort of link to this, but it is a great way to start an online business, and one that I'm passionate about, one that allowed me to really start being an entrepreneur.
Amazing. And it's DS Mastermind is the website, right?
Correct.
Cool. I'll link to that. And a really cool thing, just for those of you listening, Alex and I were in Bali, and one of our, I guess, friends / one of your students in this course, he was with us as well. And I remember he's like, oh, wow. Like he was going through your course and he had like got this big sale and he's like, so excited. He's like, it was really exciting. So like, we're all there and he's like, oh, just enjoying Bali. And then all of a sudden this like big sale comes through for him.
Yeah. It wasn't even 8 a.m. I remember
that. Yeah. That was so amazing. That was incredible. I think that day, like everyone that we were with was just like, oh, this just happened. Yeah. It's all happening before noon. We're like, yeah. It's incredible.
And if it wasn't for dropshipping, I wouldn't have met you. I wouldn't have met everybody. In
yeah.
Super thankful for it.
Amazing. So Alex, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, what is the best way to follow you, get in touch with you? Is it best that they just go to DS Mastermind, or what's the best way?
You can follow me on Instagram. I think it's _ Alex Tenorio. You can follow my videos. I also have a bunch of free videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I think it's youtube.com/ Alex Tenorio. There's also DS Mastermind. Feel free to message me on either Facebook or Instagram or anything like that. Always happy to help.
Awesome. I will link to all of that so everyone can get in touch and learn more about the course. Alex, thank you so much for being here today. It was very insightful to learn how all of this works. I think you broke it down perfectly. I think you've pretty much sold me on the idea to get into this as well. I'm like, all right, this sounds very appealing. I'm down for this. So thank you so much for being here and sharing all of your wealth of knowledge with us.
Of course, happy to be here. It was good talking to you, and yeah, happy to do this. This is fun.
Awesome. Thanks, Alex. Thanks for tuning into the Wi-Fi Nomads podcast, showing you how to successfully go remote. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to hit subscribe and leave a review. And if you haven't already, head over to wifinomads.com. That's W-I-F-L-Y nomads, N-O-M-A-D-S.com, where you can learn more about how you can get started working remotely from anywhere in the world by joining one of our upcoming programs. Remember, spots are limited, so be sure to apply soon. Until next time, everyone, safe travels.